Can you give people an idea of the story behind Shadowlands? Because it's kind of a story with...
Well, it's based on real-life events. It is a play based on a movie written by the same author, based on a book by C.S. Lewis.
Right.
That he wrote about his experiences dealing with love and loss and grief and how one goes about dealing with that. Basically, Lewis, in his adult years, he's, I believe, 58.
Yeah.
When, he's in his mid-50s when this starts, and 58 when it comes to an end, where he is now the author of the Narnia books. He's the chair of at Oxford's English Literature. He is successful. He is
a bachelor.
He's confirmed bachelor, and he winds up meeting one of his fans who's been writing to him, a woman by the name of Joy Gresham,
right?
Who's an American. She's in her 40s, married with a young boy, who winds up coming to England, to Oxford, to meet with him. And, you know, she says you can't be forever going out for tea with strange women.
Yeah, exactly.
And something clicks between the two of them. Now, a great deal of that is Joy is also just everything that
he
isn't.
He is not. Right.
She is almost the quintessential American. She is big. She is brash. She is out there. If she, you know, she doesn't beat around the bush.
No, that's true.
And the two of them develop a really solid friendship. And during the course of that, she tells him the things that are happening in her life. The fact that her marriage is falling apart. The fact that she's moving to England because it's a place she can go and start fresh. She introduces her son to Lewis, and basically that friendship slowly grows
into something more.
Yeah.
I think at first he's a little bit kind of thrown, like, I don't know if I want to hear all these intimate details. She kind of takes him right out of his shell.
Yep. She pretty much throws him into the deep end of having to deal with another person outside of his preset world of living with his brother, working with the other Oxford Dons, where everyone has a defined distance. I mean, even one of the things I really love is the conversations that take place between Lewis and his brother Warnie.
Mm-hmm.
Where the two of them have incredibly nuanced conversations with very few words in them, because they've been together for so long that half sentences and hints at things mean more to each other.
Yeah.
And Lewis is so used to living in that world where either
they finish each other's thoughts or sentences, and then Joy comes along and...
And she doesn't let him get away with finishing the thought.
She
gives it to him.
Yeah.
In all of its glory, and makes him deal with the fact that what he thought isn't necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
She challenges a lot of what he says.
How are audiences relating to this? Why would audiences relate to this? And why is Shadowlands still so popular?
Everyone has at some point or another found someone in their life that is nothing like what they expected they would be able to relate to, that challenges them, that frustrates them, but is so remarkable that they can't let go of them.
Yeah, very true. So we've got Joy and we've got C.S. Lewis. So tell us about the cast.
Well, we've got John Walsh, who is a dear, sweet man and actually a professor over at the University of Guelph, playing C.S. Lewis. He occasionally jokes about the fact that he's playing an older man who's a professor at a university, given that he's an older man who is a professor at a university. We've got the lovely and talented Julie Taylor as Joy Gresham. John Settle, who was our Felix Unger last year.
For the Odd Couple.
For the Odd Couple, yeah. Is Major Warney Lewis, Lewis's brother. Jim Hill, Chris Klein, Will Russell, and Jonathan Clayman make up the four Oxford Dons. Christopher Riley, the very sarcastic atheist who challenges everything. The Reverend Herring Harrington. Alan Gregg, who is the new kid on the block as far as the Dons are concerned. And Dr. Maurice Oakley, who, as far as I can tell, they're trying to make Jonathan sick by feeding him as many cocktail sausages as they can.
cocktail sausages.
Yeah,
not great.
Yeah.
You're at the Kid Really Little Theater Space in the Black mm-hmm. Box.
Yep.
And this is through 10
Bare Toes Entertainment. Yep.
And this is you. So why the name? I think it's kind of...
Years and years and years of me running around inside at every opportunity, kicking off shoes and socks. Truthfully, it's that simple. When I was trying to think of something that captured my approach to the world, the fact that I go barefoot almost every time I can, except for when... Actually, no. Every time I can, I hate wearing shoes and socks.
Oh.
And I originally was going to name it Barefoot, only careful consideration brought up about a half dozen companies within 50 miles that were all named Barefoot, and so it was okay. Actually, it was conversation with Karen Grierson, who's the director, and she went, well, if Barefoot doesn't work, how about 10 Bare Toes? And I went, done. I like it.
That is great. So is this your second production?
This is the third production. Okay. We started in 2010 with The Taming of the Shrew.
Right.
Which we performed up at the Elmira Theater Company space.
Right.
Which is a lovely space, but it's all the way in Elmira.
Yeah.
And then last year we did Odd Couple at KWLT again. And then we're doing Shadowlands at KWLT again.
And it's running for two more weekends,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's running this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the weekend after.
Okay. And what about tickets and all that kind of stuff?
Tickets, you can get them through our website at tenbaretoes.com/tickets.
Okay.
Or you can email us at boxoffice@tenbaretoes.com to make reservations.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and having this wee chat with me.
No problem.
And,
thank you.
This is one song I can think of that might describe the couple. This is Let Go from Garden State on Coral FM. Thanks, Anita.
Thank you for having me.
Hey.
Drink up, baby, down.